Chapter 23. Jesus performs great works in Capernaum. Matthew 8:14-17, Mark 1:21-34, and Luke 4:31-41. Chapter Overview. Jesus casts out a demon. Peter's mother-in-law is healed. Jesus has invited four disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, to be fishers of men. Now, on the Sabbath, they all go to a local synagogue in Capernaum. Jesus teaches in the synagogue, and again the people are astounded at his manner of teaching. He does so as one having authority, and not as the scribes. On this Sabbath, a demonized man is present. Right there in the synagogue, the man shouts in a loud voice, "What have we to do with you, Jesus the Nazarene? Did you come to destroy us? I know exactly who you are, the Holy One of God." Rebuking the demon who is controlling the man, Jesus says, "Be silent and come out of him." Mark 1:24-25. At that, the wicked spirit throws the man to the ground in a convulsion and yells at the top of its voice. But the demon comes out of the man without hurting him. Luke 4:35. The people around him in the synagogue are simply astonished. "What is this?" they ask. "He authoritatively orders even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Mark 1:27. Understandably, the news about this impressive event spreads throughout all Galilee. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus and his disciples go to the home of Simon, or Peter. There, Peter's mother-in-law is very sick with a high fever. They beg Jesus to help her. So Jesus goes over, takes her by the hand, and raises her up. Right away she is cured and begins to wait on Jesus and the disciples there with him, perhaps preparing a meal for them. About sunset, people from all over come to Peter's house with their sick ones. Soon it seems that the whole city is gathered at the door. Why? They are seeking a cure. In fact, all those who had people sick with various diseases bring them to him, and laying his hands on each one of them, he cures them. Yes, no matter what their diseases are, Jesus helps them, just as was foretold. He even frees those who are demon-possessed. As the wicked spirits come out, they shout, "You are the Son of God!" Luke 4:41. But Jesus rebukes them and does not allow them to speak anymore. They know that Jesus is the Christ, and he does not want them to put on the appearance of serving the true God. The following is supplementary information. Demon possession. When a demon or demons gained possession of someone, they could cause much suffering. But upon being freed of the demons, the person returned to a normal state of mind and body. Repeatedly, Jesus displayed his power to expel demons by means of God's Holy Spirit. Returning to the chapter. Questions for review. What happens in a synagogue in Capernaum on the Sabbath? When leaving the synagogue, where does Jesus go, and what does he do there? How do the people of the city react to what Jesus has done there?